Welcome to Our Daily Bread. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and I've titled our reading today, Correction with a Kiss. In his parable, The Wise Woman, George MacDonald tells a story of two girls whose selfishness brings misery to all, including themselves, until a wise woman puts them through a series of tests to help them become lovely again. After the girls fail each test and suffer shame and isolation, one of them, Rosamond, finally realizes she can't change herself. "Couldn't you help me?" she asks the wise woman. "Perhaps I could," the woman replied, "now that you ask me." And with the divine help symbolized by the wise woman, Rosamond begins to change. She then asks if the woman would forgive all the trouble she's caused. "If I had not forgiven you," the woman says, "I would never have taken the trouble to punish you." There are times when God disciplines us. It's important to understand why. His correction isn't driven by retribution, but by a fatherly concern for our welfare. He also desires that we may share in his holiness, enjoying a harvest of righteousness and peace. Selfishness brings misery, but holiness makes us whole, joyful, and lovely like him. Rosamond asks the wise woman how she can love a selfish girl like her. Stooping to kiss her, the woman replies, "I saw what you were going to be." God's correction, too, comes with love and a desire to make us who we're meant to be. Today's scripture reading is from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 to 11. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as a father addresses his son? It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everyone he accepts as a son." Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as his children. For what children are not disciplined by their father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are not legitimate, not true sons and daughters at all. Moreover, we have all had human fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of spirits and live? They disciplined us for a little while, as they thought best. But God disciplines us for our good, in order that we may share in his holiness. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Let's pray together. Father God, I don't know how much any of us really want your correction, but we thank you for it, as painful as it can be, because we know the heart behind it. You bring correction for our good, to make us more like you, which is ultimately where freedom and joy are found. Holy Spirit, would you shape us into your character so we may enjoy its fruits? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Sheridan Voysey, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.